Okay, so having spent a lot of time with Zaken Mamre and the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, which is the Ikar Torah Shel Baal Peh, Misham Teitzei Hora, Umishpat L'chol Yisrael, V'chol Amamin, Moshe Rabbeinu V'Vesarasso, Chayav Lismoch, Maisa Hadas Aleim, Lishayin Aleim, we move to what Rav Lichtenstein referred to as the plenipotentiaries of the Ribbono Shel Olam in one's house. Right, if the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim is the nation, what parents are to children, they are the representatives of Masorah, which is really why Hilchos Mamrim is, you know, structured the way it is. It's interesting, the Rambam didn't start with the Mitzvah Cessation, but, you know, the Kibud Ava'im, as well as Yiras Ava'im, but he started with the idea of rebellion. And we talk about rebellion against your parents, we're obviously going to get to Ben Soru Mora, which is an interesting case, that's Perek Zion, but that took you to the Los Asays of Klala and Hakah, and Klala much more so than Hakah, and that seems to be both the explanation for why the Rambam started with the Lo Saseis, that matches the Beis Din HaGadol, Lo Saser, Minadav, Rashi, Agidu, L'chayam, Minu, Smol, right? And the Rambam writes, HaMekala, Vivo, Yimo, Niskal. The Rambam starts with the Onesh, not with the Asara, Shenamar, Avi, Vimo, Kilel, Dam, Abo, V'achan, HaMekala, Osa, Mechayayam, O La'achar, Mosam, Hareza, Niskal. And then with the Chumra, that it applies, even La'achar, Misa, these are the two Chumros relative to Hakah. So what the Rambam's really doing here is subtly explaining why he started with Klala as opposed to Hakah. Hakah is only, that this is a good thing, is an Isser Chanek. Hakah is also only Mechayim. But Klala, you know, relates to Skila. It causes Skila. And it's La'achar Misa. It's Archeidim V'asraki Sharkal Mechuyevim Misos Bezdin. V'achalish V'achalisha V'china Tumtum V'adrogin Esusha G'dolim She'igiu L'chal Onshim. So the Kesef Mishnah, I think, makes a very insightful point apropos our, if I could say so myself, apropos our discussion. He says, oh, well, why do we, you know, emphasize Vitzarech Eidim Asra? Because he'd say, you know, most people's interactions with their parents are B'soch HaBayis, which I think really, and you think, okay, you know, so if these are going to be punishments, maybe the Torah waived the general standards of Eidim Asra, right? So the answer is, of course, Kamash Malan Lo. But the Kesef Mishnah is putting his finger on the pulse that this is exactly right. The Beis Din HaGadol Yerushalayim is to the Am what parents are to their children. And because it's in the house, you might have thought that, like, look, we're not going to tolerate this level of dissent, rebellion, klala, and haka'a, as we'll get to, and maybe we'll even waive, it's an amazing havamina that we'll waive the normal protocols because it's just that important. But again, he's highlighting the degree to which, you know, we're talking about something which is B'soch HaBayis B'fnei HaMishpacha. The other point here is the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, you know, Klala is distinctive from Hakah, right, because it implicates not only, you know, extreme disregard for one's parents, but also Shem Shamayim. So we have to take that into account. Kalol Yosef Namaka Mishavdis Beitarte Klona V'V'imo, right, that you could have by Hakah, V'otza Shem Shamayim L'Badala, etc. So it's really an assault on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like, you know, we talk about the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim as being his messengers, right? V'chol Mamin, Moshe Rabbeinu V'Sarasso, Chayav Lismoch, Maisa Das Aleim, Lishayin Aleim, right? It's an assault, you know, on his representatives in terms of, you know, Torah. So an assault on one's parents, especially B'Shem Shemayim, is an unacceptable assault and has to be dealt with accordingly.